caller. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi, Connor. My name is Janie Wiseman. And I just got charged on my charge card. I think it was $86 from your company. And my charge card canceled the charge card because they thought it was fraudulent activity. And I called the card company carrier, and they told me that I should call you and let you know that I am canceling whatever you put on there.
Would you like for me to verify the account?
Yes, please.
May I have your zip code, please?
32909.
And your first and last name, please.
Janie, J-A-N-I-E, Wiseman, W-I-S-E-M-A-N.
Thank you, Mrs. Wiseman.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Wiseman, would you also verify your shipping address?
278 Crescent, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T Street, Southeast, Palm Bay, Florida.
Thank you. Now, if I'm hearing you correctly, you spoke with your credit card or banking institution, and they informed you to call us and let us know that you will be canceling all charges related to our company.
Yes.
So what you're seeking to do on our end is just go ahead and cancel out the account.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And they told me to get a confirmation number.
No worries at all. One moment.
How's the weather where you're at?
You know, I haven't been outside in 5 to 6 hours. But the last time I was out there, it was drizzling rain, just a little bit.
Where are you at?
We're actually in North Carolina.
Mm.
Where about you?
Florida.
Oh, I was just in Florida maybe 2 months ago. And by far, I've never been to Florida, but it was cold this particular week in Florida. I mean, everyone had a coat. I was just surprised.
I don't think I've gotten that cold.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't freezing cold, but it was colder than you would expect for Florida, I would say.
Yeah.
It was in October, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But I think everyone was, everyone in the U.S. was experiencing the Arctic freeze.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what it was.
You know, when you order something and you know it's too good to be true for $5.95 shipping and handling, you should be smart enough to realize that that's not true.
Well, you have
but
to understand.
But, you know, when you get older, you kind of think maybe people have, you know, with the economy the way it is, have grown a conscience and do things above board, but it don't happen.
Well, I want to inform you that the current state that we're in, meaning the technological age, you have to be more aware of your terms and conditions when moving forward on transactions. And that may help a lot of people to do a lot more vetting in terms of
what's good and what's bad. Yes. I'm just a poor old woman.
All right, so I want to make you aware that we did go forth with counseling at the account.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're
welcome. I appreciate that.
Let me know when you are ready to receive
that.
I'm ready. Okay, so the confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 262-849-796.
Okay, so it's C as in Charlie, 262-849-796.
That is correct, Mrs. Weisman.
Okay, so we're canceled. I don't have to worry about no more charges on that card. I have to call them back so they can reinstate, I guess, or they're going to send me a new one. I don't know what to do. That's beyond me. All I know is not to do that again.
Totally understandable in that aspect. Thank you for contacting us.
And when you're old, you're blind, too. So, you know, if it's got that little fine print, maybe I just, even without a magnifying glass, couldn't see it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, with that being said, thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.